So this one last time, I hitchhiked out from there, and I was standing at the junction of Sapatawayak, and not knowing where to go, you know, north or south, Swan River or the Paw. And I was standing there, and my heart was just beating. My heart was pounding. You know, even though I was sober standing there, my balance was still not good because of all the alcohol in my system.
Stay gute. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear the rest of Josephine Janai's story. Josephine's life was controlled by alcohol, and she paid a high price for that. But something amazing happened one day that broke her chains and set her free.
I met a different guy, and I had kids with him as well. I had 3 children. But it was the same thing, the abuse I received the first relationship I had with the second one. And he liked to drink too, so we just drank together, and until I lost these ones too. These were permanent wards too. So all my 5 children, the good thing was they all ended up in the same foster home. All my 5 children. And we just separated too, and I just continued to drink. I never had a home. I just had my bag. I really didn't care after. I didn't have any children. I didn't have a home. So I used to just go wherever, hitchhike all over. Because every town I went to, you know, it was there. The alcohol was there. I didn't need any money. I used to get charged for impaired driving. I used to remember what I did. Even though this last time, this was in the Paw, I remember what I did and remember driving. So I ended up in jail. But I used to end up in jail before in Brandon, and in the Paw I used to end up in drunk tanks. But this one last time, I got caught for driving, and I ended up in jail, and I made a statement right away, and the next morning this guard, he comes to my cell and asks me, "Do you know why you're in jail now? You know why you're in jail now?" And I said, "Yes, I know. It's not because I was thrown in a drunk tank." I told him I remember. And he said, "The alcohol that was in your system," he told me, "I would have been passed out a long time ago," he said. But I told him that I was an alcoholic, that I was a drunk, and that I didn't care about my life. And so a few months after I got sentenced, I had to go to court in Swan River. They transferred my court to Swan, my court date, because I was close by. I remember the judge, when he was sentencing me, I remember he said that I was going to jail for 90 days, and in my heart, I wanted to thank him. I wanted to thank him. I was so happy that, you know, then I could be sober for 90 days. So I went to Portage La Prairie, the woman's jail, and in there, I started working in a kitchen because I didn't want to just lay there in bed with like the other ladies. I don't know why, but I wanted to do something. I didn't want to sit in jail, in the cell there. So I worked in the kitchen. But when I was in the room they gave me, somebody had cut out scriptures. Somebody had cut out scriptures, and there was one that really, I don't know, I guess the Lord was speaking to me at the time. It says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." And I kept reading that scripture, but I didn't really understand it. And so when I didn't have to do 90 days, I did 60 days, and I was released. I kept that scripture somebody had cut out. I kept it with me. That was March of 1995 when I left the woman's jail. It was on a Friday. And then I didn't drink when I got out Friday and Saturday, but I started drinking on a Sunday. So I just continued to drink after that. Every day I just drank. And so the next year was when I lost my parents. And that really, I used to hear my mom, as I was growing up, I used to hear my mom say, when you lose your mom, you're lost. No place to go. I used to hear her say that, and I didn't understand what she was talking about. But I remember, after I lost her, I didn't have no place to go now. But at the time, they were in a nursing home, and I used to go visit them, though. But after I lost her, it seemed like I lost a friend, because I couldn't talk to her about anything. And after I lost her, I just continued to drink more and more every day. And now I used to go to my reserve and drink. But every time I would wake up from a drunk, I would start hitchhiking out. Even if it was 6 or 7 in the morning, I would hitchhike out, because I would remember the good years I lived with as growing up with my mom and dad, my brothers and my sisters. I used to leave as soon as I got up, and then. So this one last time I hitchhiked out from there, and I was standing at the junction of Sapatawayak, and not knowing where to go, you know, north or south, Swan River or the Paw. And I was standing there, and my heart was just beating. My heart was pounding. You know, even though I was sober standing there, my balance was still not good because of all the alcohol in my system. And as I was standing there, my heart was just pounding, and I started praying. I said, if anybody is out there listening, you know, take this desire away. Take this desire away to drink. And put an evil desire in my heart. I said, Lord, I give you my life. And right there and then, as I was standing there, I felt something. My heart wasn't pounding anymore. The desire to drink was gone. I didn't even have a hangover. It was gone just like that. And I felt like kneeling down. I felt like kneeling down. Thank you. And that's where that scripture came to pass, where it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him. No, that was the Lord knocking on my heart. That was Jesus knocking on my heart. And I used to see this picture of a door, and he's standing there. There is no doorknob on there, but he's standing there, and he wants someone to open the door. And when I said, Jesus, I give you my life, you know, that it came into my heart. And I thank the Lord for, when I gave my life to him, that he has forgiven me for all the things that I've done wrong in my life. For his word says, if we confess our sins, he is able and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. From unrighteousness, meaning that he has forgiven me for all the bad things that I've done in my life. And he has set me free. And once you give your life to the Lord, he forgives your sins. He doesn't remember your sins no more. He casts them into the sea of forgetfulness. And as far as to the east, as to the west, he doesn't remember your sins anymore. And I thank the Lord for the cross, that when Jesus died on the cross, that he has forgiven me, and that he died for me so that I can be with him in heaven whenever I die. You don't have to go to hell. And that he has done it all already. You know, when he died on the cross, when he was beaten, and you know, that he was crucified, that he did it for us, that we can have life eternal. I don't know what happened after that, where I went. But I knew that something happened to me, and that he just took that desire away to drink. And now today, I just so happy now that I have that peace now, and peace in my life, that he is the Prince of Peace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious is that grace appeared the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Now today, I serve the Lord and Jesus restored my family. I have all my children now, and He has healed me from the broken heart I once had, and He is the healer. As the Word of God says, that He heals the brokenhearted and sets the captives free. And I'm free now. And His Word says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So I just give Him all the praise and the glory for everything.
Do you want to be set free? It's possible, my friend. Just like Josephine, if you will turn to God and put your trust in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins will be forgiven and you'll be set free. Set free from what? From the penalty of your sin that you otherwise will face someday. And with that forgiveness, God will give you power to change so that you can be set free from whatever is holding you captive. There's no chain He can't break if we'll simply trust and obey Him. So what are you waiting for? Put your trust in Jesus Christ. Follow Him and watch what He'll do. Because if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If you would like to know more, please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Want to take The Storyteller with you? Be sure to download our app. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, there are more amazing stories to tell. So be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.